this mill site actually has two separate sawmills, and they sit side by side. The mill that was damaged is the large log processing part of the mill. Now, back in the old days, that's all the timber that was cut, so only kind of mill that people had. But starting in the 70s, people started building small log mills because of all the pine plantations and the conversion of a lot of the timberland in the area to small logs generated a lot more of that volume. So there was a big shift away from large log processing to small log processing. And that's why this large log mill only contributes about 15% of overall production, because there's just not that many big logs anymore. So the two mills sit side by side. The large mill was damaged by the fire, but the small mill continues to operate, small log mill, which is with a much higher production facility. And everything downstream, nothing downstream was damaged at all.